You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I remember about 1965, 66, as a youth group, we came over here to Saratoga Avenue Baptist Church. It's no longer in existence, but there was Saratoga Baptist Church. We had a big youth rally on a Saturday morning. And I heard this fella preaching, and it was just an awful story about his life, how drugs and drink and messed up, and God reached down and saved him. We had a preacher come into our church, and it was a similar story like that, drugs and drink and how God saved him. And I got really despondent that I had this terrible testimony. You know, I grew up in a Christian home. I went to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And I thought, I'll never be able to preach. I don't have a testimony like they have. Maybe you think, what a nut. Well, I was a nut. But I just thought, I don't have a testimony like this. I mean, I was just riveted into their attention. One fellow at Saratoga is talking about, I was in the foxhole World War II. And he said, I got stuck between our fire and enemy fire. And I was in a foxhole all night long, and those shells are going over my head. And I said, God, if you'll save me out of this, I'll live for you the rest of my life. It was a tremendous story. But I thought, I didn't have a story like that. I just realized I was lost and on my way to hell. But you know, whatever your story is, whatever your story is, Raymond, your story is in a book now. Yeah. My wife read it. She couldn't put it down. I read most of it. Most of it. You got saved and that was enough. But I read his story and it just so motivates me. Amen. But whatever your story is, child of God, if you're a good little Sunday school boy like I was, you know, I still was a sinner. I was going to the lake of fire. No different than a drunk or an alcoholic, drug addict. I was still going to hell. I needed a savior. And here is Paul's testimony. And I want to speak about his testimony today. It's incredible as we read it. Look at verse number nine with me tonight, this morning. Verse number nine, let's read verse nine together. Ready? Begin. For I am the least. It was his unworthiness. Paul's testimony was his unworthiness. Say it together. Paul's testimony was his unworthiness. I'm not worthy of this. I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not worthy to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Why, Paul? I persecuted the church. Remember back in Acts chapter 7, where Stephen, the great deacon, who was full of faith and wisdom, full of the Holy Ghost, Stephen stood up for Christ. He preached the message, men, brethren, and he talks about Abraham. He goes all the way through the genealogies, and they said, he needs to be crucified. And they took Stephen, and they stoned him to death. And they took his clothes and they laid his dirty, bloody clothes at the Apostle Paul's feet. He said, I was persecuting the church. I was hailing men and women. I was going from town to town with letters. I had letters from the politicians to go and arrest them. And I was consenting to the death, and they laid his clothes. You know, those clothes, those bloody old clothes, began to work on Paul's heart. When he was on the road to Damascus, a light shone from heaven and smote him with blindness. And he said, Lord, what must I do to be saved? I want to be saved, like the Philippian jailer. And he got saved, and his eyesight came back. And Ananias, God appeared to him and said, hey, you're going to teach the Apostle Paul. He goes, I've heard a lot of things about this guy. I don't know if I want to do that. He said, it's okay. He's trusted me. I'm unworthy. Oh, I'm so unworthy. I think of that song, it's in our song books, page 429. Unworthy am I of the grace that he gave. Unworthy to hold to his hand. I'm amazed that a king would reach down to a man. What love I cannot comprehend. I'm unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but he made me worthy, and now by his grace, his mercy has made me his own. Amen, Peter. Thank you, brother. I love it. I'm unworthy. Carl, you're unworthy of the grace of God. Dan, you're unworthy of the grace of God. I look throughout this house. All of us are so. Brother Carlos, you're unworthy of the grace of God. Hey, I want to say, hey, Brother Abraham, you're unworthy of the grace. Brother Anthony, you're unworthy of the grace of God. I'm unworthy to be called a child of God. I'm the least of the least. No, I don't have a testimony like I wanted when I was in high school. And I felt really sad about that. But I'm glad I'm a Christian. Amen. We used to sing, I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm reading his Bible, believing each word. My past is forgiven. I don't care what you have done with your past. It's all forgiven. Amen. Well, I fathered children out of wedlock with this woman and this woman and this one. But God could forgive every sin. You're no greater sinner than I'm a sinner. You know, this fall, it will be 70 years ago that God reached down and saved my sorry soul. I was lost. I knew I was lost. I was sitting in church. I was next to my dad on a Sunday. You've heard it till you're blue in the face, but I'll be dead one of these days. You don't have to hear it anymore. But I'm telling you, I was standing next to, I couldn't go forward on that Sunday night, the first stanza, but about the second or third, I think it was the third, we were singing in church, and I just was so nervous to get up. And I went like this. And when I went like that, I got out in the aisle. Little green wooden folding chairs. And I went like this, and I stood out there, and I started walking. I tell you what, the joy that filled my heart, I knew I got saved right there. I really, right there. But I still went to Mrs. Morningstar. Pastor said, Viva Morningstar, lead Jackie Boy to Christ. And Jackie Boy got saved that day on the second row of the choir loft. I'm so very grateful that I got saved. My name was written down in the book of life. Amen. I fought salvation for many years. I thought, Lord, if I'd go to bed at night, lay in my bed, if I did not mean it, then tonight I'm going to get saved. I prayed that and prayed. You know what it was? It was sin. Because sin makes you doubt your salvation. But I had to come back. Oh, say, but I'm glad. I'm unworthy of the grace of God. I'm unworthy of his mercy toward me. I'm unworthy. Amen, amen, amen. I'll do my own amen if I have to. I'm unworthy. And Paul said, I'm the least of the apostles. I don't deserve to be an apostle. I persecuted the church. But not only did he say I'm unworthy, his testimony was undeserving. Look at verse number 9. Verse number 10. For I am, but by the grace, say that word, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his, what's the word? Grace, which is bestowed on me, was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. God's grace. Grace stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I heard a black man preaching on that verse this week, that song, and he was preaching and singing, and he said, I tell you what, my brother and sister, he just had such a good draw, and he said, I was lost, like John Newton was lost. He was a slave owner, and it was brutal to his the people on the ship, very, very mean-spirited toward everybody. And that day, they locked him up and put him on the deck in a cage and locked him up. I want to tell you what happened to him. Eventually, he got saved. And he wrote his whole life, he became a preacher of the gospel. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Honey, you heard that black man sing. Oh, it's such a blessing to hear him. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We sang when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a star. I have no less days to sing his praise than when we first began. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm unworthy, yes, and I'm undeserving, but God in his love reached down and saved me, and he saved you too. Brother Danny, isn't it great to know that you can be saved and on your way to heaven? Isn't it great, brother, to know that beyond a shadow? Brother Saul, isn't it great to know you're saved? Brother Bill, isn't it great to know you're saved? Brother Luke, isn't it great? I can know that, no, I'm positive because he gave me eternal life. He didn't give me temporary life. He gave me eternal life through his own son, Jesus Christ. I tell you what a text. Paul's testimony. Paul gave his testimony in Acts chapter 9. Paul gave his testimony in Acts chapter 15. Paul gave his testimony in Acts chapter 26, because everywhere he saw, he said, I want to give my testimony. You know, the crazy man, the maniac of Gadara, Mark chapter 5, he was chained to the tombstones in the cemetery, and he would break those chains and he'd cry and scream and cut himself. He was demon possessed. But when Jesus came by, he got saved. And he was sitting clothed at the feet of Jesus, clothed. He was naked before, now he's clothed in his right mind. God gave him back his mind. And he said, I want to just spend my time. Jesus. He says, I pray you, I'm asking you, let me come with you. Jesus said, no, you can't go with me. He says, please let me come. I want to just follow you. I've been saved. He goes, no, Jesus said, you stay here in Decapolis. But Jesus, they're crying you out of the city. They don't want your religion. They don't want it. He goes, I know. I'm leaving you here in Decapolis, Mark chapter 5. Tell everybody. Can you imagine that crazy man going to the barber shop? And the barber said, ooh, I don't want to deal with this guy. And he said, hey, Bob, it's okay. Jesus saved me. Give me a good independent fundamental separated Baptist haircut. Give me a good haircut. Amen. He got a haircut. He went down the street and he went to the clothing store. He said, hey, Bill. Yes, it's okay. Jesus changed my life. I need some new clothes. And he got them. And every place he went, he told the barber how to be saved. The barber got saved. He told the clothing master how to get saved. He got saved. He went to the butcher market. He went to the bathhouse to get a bath. Everything, everywhere. He went. And by the way, Acts, that's chapter 5. Chapter 7 of the same book in Mark. Jesus came back a year later. And the whole town came out to hear him. Because one man, a crazy man who got saved, made the difference. Amen. I wonder if you're going to be that one man that makes a difference at Google or at Apple or at Facebook or in that mechanic shop or in that bakery or in that restaurant. I wonder, are you going to be the man in the sales of that department that you're in? I wonder, are you going to be the man or the lady that brings the salvation message? Ms. Treeper is so burdened these days. Saw 81 of those bus kids up there last Sunday night. She said, I got to do something for those kids. I don't know what God wants me to do, but I got to do something for those bus kids. We've got to rescue these bus kids. We've got to love these bus kids. We've got to help these bus kids. And you kids up there, you're so great. I remember when you started coming in here and you're on your cell phones and you're talking and you're in and out of, and you're not using your songbooks, but I've seen all that change. You put the cell phones away and you put the song books out and you sing and you stay in church and we love you. I tell you what, we have to start another Christian school. We must start one. But the bus kids are integrating or something. I don't know what to do, but we've got to do something to reach the next generation for Christ. I already know next year's theme. I know this year is keep on keeping on, and we're going to keep on doing everything we're supposed to. Amen. But something's going to deal with souls next year. Yeah. The bus ministry, that's the biggest soul-winning ministry. Missions, worldwide missions. Amen. We are starting churches in Mexico and the Philippines, and everywhere you go. And we're getting more missionaries and more on the radio, Amen. More on KNBBC, more knocking on doors, more Bible passing out. Brother Flood's going to tell us about a program to seed America with the gospel of Jesus Christ next week. I'm telling you something. We're going after souls.
Yes, amen.
We're going to rescue the perishing in these last moments before eternity. I think of Paul's testimony. I'm so unworthy, the least. I think of Paul's testimony. Undeserving. I don't deserve God's grace. I think of Paul's testimony. Unlikely. Not only unworthy, and not only undeserving, but it's unlikely. Look at verse 11. Therefore, whether it were I, here it is, or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. I just preached the gospel. Amen. He said, it's unlikely that I preached, but you believed. And this morning, every person in this room must have a testimony of salvation. Heard the awful story of two brothers arguing. One of our graduates, his churches, and the 13-year-old boy got upset with the older boy and ran out, ran right in front of the car. They buried him this week. What if this is your last day to live? We've got so many people. Every week we have someone, it seems like, diagnosed with cancer. My twin sister's in the hospital today. She's been there for several days. I don't know what the future holds. She's probably watching. I'm telling you, friend, it's appointed a man wants to die. God says, teach us to number our days. If you live 70, you're going to live 25,550 days. How close are you? Said, I've used my days up. You better get saved. You say, but I'm 15, I got a lot of time, but maybe at 16 you're going to be gone. Maybe at 17 or 18 or 25 you're going to be gone. That's Paul's testimony. Unworthy, undeserving, I could preach Christ, and it's the unlikely source, but God used me.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.